Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Connecting you to where you need to be.
Follow us on TikTok, Fresh FM Namibia.
Follow me, let's go.
It's 7:36 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. 7:36, our neighbor South R is at the ballot box today. After close to 3 decades of democracy. Now, we've got TP Msomi Tandanzani, a seasoned broadcaster in South Africa with us, who is out in Durban. IFP Strong Grounds. Good morning, TP. How are you doing, Buddha?
My brother, I'm well, man. How are you?
I am good, TP. Say hi to your sister as well, TP.
Please, man. Give me a chance to say hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm well, Shekwa. I just want to say something to you, Shekwa. I want to say good morning to you. I want to say goeiemôre. I want to say sawubona, Shekwa.
Hey.
I want to say
wanalepo. Come on, hey. Is it wanalepo?
Is it wanalepo?
We all good. This side, man, how are you feeling today?
No, man, I'm well, man. You can feel the energy, man. It's a big day for us as South Africans, man. I just woke up with a Fresh FM or breakfast show. So, guys, I'm tuning to your show.
Yes.
6 o'clock, guys.
That's the spirit of TP Msomi. Listen, TP Msomi, first things first, you are in Durban. Now, Durban, it's official opposition, that side of KwaZulu-Natal, is IFP. Let's talk about IFP real quick, TP Msomi. Do you think after these elections, there will still be official opposition, or will MK take over?
My brother, I to be honest with you, I think a lot has happened, you know, because now it's like a new generation. Now we are in like a 2024. So IFP has been ruling KZN, I think since 1994, since we got our first election. Then after that, Jacob Zuma, who's also from KZN, went to ANC to rule as the president. So around that time, a lot has been happening. But if you can look before, while the IFP took over the KZN as the ruling party, a lot happened in this province. Like they built schools, we had the banks, we had like a lot and a lot of things. Then things changed, like a lot of people moved to ANC with Zuma. Then we saw like IFP losing some voters, but they are still as like a ruling party in KZN. But to see things happening right now, we see IFP, we see MK, we also saw EFF coming to KZN. We also saw ANC coming to KZN. But to tell you, NSK and Shekwa, I think these elections are between IFP and also MK. As a radio guy, I can't tell like really who I think it will take.
Yeah.
It will be between those two, between MK and IFP.
Now, TP, and I'm happy that you mentioned that this will be a close one between MK and IFP. Now, ANC also still has a stronghold, and analysts are saying that this elections, they are projecting ANC will lose its parliamentary majority for the first time, and possibly paving the way for a national coalition government. This will be the first of its kind, even on the continent for that matter. How is this going to work? Because already we can see in your different metros, the coalition metros is a mess, Buddha. Now imagine on a national scale.
I think NSK, in that point, it's going to be tough, my brother, because for the very first time in South Africa, we're going to be having like 3 ballot papers, man. You see, for this year, we're going to have our first ballot paper for a national, man. So if you go there to vote today, actually, we've started to vote because the voting stations opened at 7 o'clock. So everyone who's going there, and also in the previous day, we had some special voters who voted voted like yesterday and also on a weekend. But today, it's our official voting day. So as I was telling you, this thing will come to the coalition partnering, as you've mentioned. But the first thing that will confuse South Africans is that we'll be having three ballot papers. The first one is for national. So it means maybe if someone likes ANC, they can vote ANC for national ruling. We'll also have another ballot paper for a provincial. So if you think like ANC doesn't deserve to rule your province, so you want them to rule nationally, so you'll vote for your own party for provincial. We'll also have a regional, my brother, which will also confuse other people.
Yeah.
We'll also have a regional ballot, which comes to where we'll see like some under individual candidates. We'll also see some parties that are there on a regional ballot paper. But come to your point, NSK and Shekwa, about this collision thing. I think this thing will really confuse people, because someone will come stand as an IFP. Then now IFP has to work together with the ANC, while ANC got their own things that are going on, that they got their own mindset. Now, how come I voted for you and now you go to meet with the collusion with another party? And what is also confusing, NSK, is this thing of Jacob Zuma, because Jacob Zuma has said like two things.
Yes, yeah.
He's coming up with a MK while he's still an ANC. And then he told his voters that, no, if you for me as an MK, I'm going to rebuild ANC. Also, EFF on the other side, they are also somehow, they mentioned that no, they might be able to work with ANC, not the other parties. So I think this thing is really confusing, but we'll see the numbers after the election. But I think it will have to be like every party. We'll have to work with other parties. I don't think we'll have one party that will work alone this year.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, speaking of which, actually, you know, ANC has been in NSK hates it when we say this, being the ruling party. But anyway, do you think that this is that push that they needed in terms of actually bringing about change to all the people of South Africa?
Okay, Shekwa, can you repeat your question for me? Because I have to be careful how I answer you.
Okay. No, what I'm asking is, like, in terms of ANC being, or, you know, having been the ruling party for as long as it has, do you think, and with all the issues that are actually still in South Africa, do you think that with all these other parties, that the IFP, the MK, the EFF, and so forth, them actually being so aggressive, that this is actually the push and the wake-up call that ANC actually needed in terms of actually, like, maybe it's actually time that we change before someone else actually takes over?
Okay, you can see what happened on our last elections, Shekwa, which was 2019 elections. ANC won 8 provinces out of 9 provinces, of which they lost on the Western Cape. That was taken by FDA.
The DA, yeah.
The DA and the numbers of ANC, they went down as much as they got like 50% plus, but it's truly went down. You can remember by that time we didn't have like many political parties as we have this year, because we have this year like more than 50 political parties that will be on our ballot papers. And Zuma that time was still under ANC, so he was still asking people to vote for ANC. Now that Zuma is out, the FF is against the ANC, the DA, and actually everyone. And we've seen even some many individual people, they are against the ANC right now, because they said, no, we gave you a chance, but look now what is happening. I saw NSK referring on the load shedding thing, referring on the unemployment, load shedding, unemployment, crime, exactly what's happening in South Africa. So, actually, I don't know. As I told you guys, as a media person, I always have to be careful. But I think each and every party is more aggressive now against them, like ANC. Everyone wants to take over from ANC because they feel like ANC didn't do well as they expected. They've keeping on promising South Africans things, but a lot is happening. And instead of going up, it seems like the country is going back.
Going back, yeah. But you know what? For me, you know what? I'm not necessarily a political head or whatever, right? But from my little take on this, isn't it kind of wild that people are now in a space of we're going to be voting for Zuma? The very Zuma that was the president and ruled, or not ruled, sorry, like ran the country through ANC. Are we really expecting change just because he's you know, having a new party now? Does that make sense?
Because you must see, you know, according just to air to Shekwan, the Constitutional Court did say that he cannot lead the party, but the party said that he's still the face of the party. So it's a little confusing, isn't it, Talizani?
Okay, guys. Okay, number one, we'll go to ANC and we'll go to MK.
Okay.
All right. The reason why Zuma, okay, Zuma got his chance, né? But the thing is, he felt like he didn't finish his time. So ANC owes him. So this is the first reason right now he's fighting to come back, because he feels like, no, ANC was taken away from him because he was supposed to be there. There are like some few months that he didn't finish. He wanted to do some other things. And as you say, Shekwan, that Zuma, like, he got a chance. And like, he has mentioned this thing on like many media platforms that yes, he did some other stuff. And if you can check, Shekwa, the only thing that South Africans were against Zuma was only him building his house, of which is Nkandla. That's when he started this thing of corruption. And that's when like, many people got a chance to point on Zuma. But beside that, you don't know anything about Zuma, but some people know like many things, good things that Zuma did while he was still a president of South Africa. Mm. The only thing that we all know that Zuma didn't do well is that thing of Nkandla. And now Zuma is asking people to bring a proof. If you say, I built Nkandla with the state money, give me a proof why you didn't bring papers to me. And then now he's coming. Let me come to your point, NSK. Mm. You say Zuma now is still an ANC, but he's coming to represent the MK party. Zuma is not representing the MK party, actually. He's the leader and the founder of the party.
That's so what I also understood.
I think he was just confusing people to say, no, I'm going to campaign for MK, but I'm still an ANC. I think it was just a game being played by him, a strategy, because he's the founder of this political party, of which also has some its own drama as yet, because they say there's another guy who registered this party. Then Zuma came to campaign for this party, but then Zuma says, no, I called this guy, I started this party, but I didn't want to be the face. So that is why I asked this guy to campaign for this party to come as a president of this party, but we don't know. But as far as I know, everyone who's following MK, they follow MK because of Zuma.
Yeah. Well, at TP Msomi Tandanzani, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. We wish you all the best and an incident-free elections, Buta.
Absolutely, yeah.
And perhaps after the elections or the results have been announced, we will probably still check in with you to see what the mood is on the ground. So thank you so much for your time, Buta.
NSK, I think your last point is the most important point, my brother, because we've seen some accidents like happening on the weekend in Durban. One of our big roads was blocked because we're approaching the elections. We've seen like in Eastern Cape, Umtata, we saw some looting happening on Monday morning. Yeah. So we just hope that we're going to have a peaceful elections this year, 2024. But I've seen this morning, he was reporting on our news. Let's know the police are all over, the security is tight.
They will
try by all on the ground for us to have a decent election. So that is the only thing that we need right now.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, TP. We'll check in with you perhaps next week.
My brother, keep well. Like a show, man. All the best.
That's it.
And TP, please just go and vote for Cupcake, ne? All right, bye.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.